We be live. Hello, everybody. Here with you with another Alidava video. When I saw this, I thought I have to share this with you guys because these people are surprised about something that most of you are already aware of. Let me actually just start playing the video, but let's do an audio check. You guys in the live chat could tell me if the audio is okay. Oh, okay. So I see you guys. Oh, this is great. You guys are already here. The chat is already busy. Hi, guys. Hello. From Portugal. Okay. Audio saying, audio is great. Roy is here. Like this. Oh, yeah. Like the video. Guys, please, right at the beginning, like the video because we are doing streams almost every day now. And we are trying to go and target all of the nonsense Islamic or anti-Israeli or anti-Jewish content that is out there. We're just like zapping them like flies, this content. So if you like that, if you like us fighting dogma the way that we do here on Atheist Republic, please make sure you like the stream because liking the stream will help the channel grow and YouTube will, you know, make more people come and watch our streams. So do that. You have that power. You have the power to make more people watch the stream by just simply liking the video. I'm actually going to keep an eye on the monetization as well just to see if we have it. Oh, I don't have the meme yet ready. Okay, I need to have the... Okay. I need to make sure I have the meme ready just in case we lose our monetization. Okay, the meme is ready now. All right, cool. So everybody, like Soha is telling people to like, share, write a comment, subscribe, and hit the bell notification. Those are all the things, Soha. That's great. Thank you so much. All right, people are confirming that they're liking the stream. Thank you, guys. All right, so let's just watch the video. And yeah, please keep telling other people that you like the video in the live chat so other people can see. Shame the people who are not liking the stream, okay? Thank you. Thank you very much.
This shouldn't be done because there is a question mark on his Islam. There is a big question mark on Islam to go and join a force who is actively massacring your brothers and sisters.
So he's questioning the person's Islam, whether or not he's Muslim or not, right? That is, even Islamically, that's a very controversial thing to do because that's basically takfiring somebody. Takfiring somebody is mean to announce somebody to be a non-Muslim. Oh, thank you. Somebody's saying, Christian is saying, love this channel. Well, thank you. People saying hello from Texas. Dava is lies. Exactly. Yeah, people are saying liked. Hello. Liked. Okay, fantastic. Yeah. By the way, guys, so many people on the live chat were, for some reason, banned. I went and unbanned everybody. I don't know what's happening with YouTube.
Just imagine the people back in the day when they would have to travel certain distances for months or even years. What is one thing that they would carry with them? The Quran. Why? Because they did not have it on their mobile devices or their gadgets. Brothers and sisters, imagine you have an app, the Qurani app, which not only shows you how much rewards you get, but reminds you to read the Quran, gives you reminders. Download the Qurani app now and let it testify for you on your Qiyamah that you read it wherever you was.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
This is trying to make money out of Islam, basically. See, I told you they made religion into a business. I mean, what am I talking about? It was always a business. What am I saying? Yeah.
So, barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. When I heard these news, I was as shocked as you guys were. I didn't know that there are Muslims who are serving in the IDF.
What? I was shocked as you guys were. Like, not only is he ignorant, but this is a recent video of his. Like, this has been going on for a long time. You know, since October 7th, most people have realized that, yeah, IDF has Muslim soldiers. The pictures and everything have been going around. Like, most of you guys already knew this, but after October 7th, most people now know this. But this video, this video was just posted like yesterday or something. Let me actually check. Like, even till now, he didn't know this. But not only was he ignorant about this, he's just assuming that, oh, yeah, you guys didn't know this either. Like, I mean, that's fair to assume about his audience because his audience is stupid mostly. So this video was posted 3 days ago. This was not posted like a month ago or like a year ago. This video was published on his channel 3 days ago. And even till now, he did not know that IDF has Muslim soldiers. And he's shocked about it. Imagine this is a channel with 1.2 million subscribers commenting on all of these things, being seen as by a huge audience as an authority to comment on matters like geopolitically on Israel and Palestine. And people come to Ali Dava, more than a million people have trusted Ali Dava to come to him and see what he has to say and trust his commentary and things. And even after all of these months, after October 7th, when people have been watching the news about Israel and Gaza and Hamas and the war, you know, on a daily basis, a lot of people have been following. Like, Ali Dawa, his job is to do commentary on these things. After all this time, not only is he shocked, but he just assumes that everyone else would be shocked as well. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? There was even a famous picture that has been going around since the beginning of the war. Like, what is that picture? Let me actually go find it. Like, that everybody has been sharing all over social media. Let me actually find that picture so you know what I'm talking about. Let me go here. Share screen. Yeah, so if you just go on Google Images and just search for, you know, IDF Muslim soldiers. Yeah, this is the image I'm talking about, right? Like, there's a Muslim IDF soldier praying next to a Jewish IDF soldier praying Jewish. Oh, this was another. These are IDF soldiers that are about to go into battle, and they all have their Qurans right next to them. These are Israeli soldiers. I mean, there's so many examples. Like, how have you missed this? I don't understand. How the hell can somebody tell me how, like, what content do you consume? He must be just only consuming Muslim YouTubers and content creators, or else there's no way you could miss this if you're even slightly involved in trying to consume content about what's happening in Israel and Gaza. Like, you don't have to dig so deep to be able to get exposed to this. I don't understand. And listen to him again. Like, oh, as shocked as the rest of you. Look at this. Let me go back.
Sisters and dear friends, when I heard these news, I was as shocked as you guys were.
I was as shocked. Like, basically he's saying, like, I'm an idiot and all my audience are idiots as well, right? When I heard this news, I was shocked as you guys were. Like, he's like, not even most of you, like all of you. You're obviously what, like, obviously nobody knew this till now. Like, you're all oh my god.
I didn't know that there are Muslims.
Yeah, yeah, D is like it's not in the propaganda, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, it's not in the propaganda that they share with each other. Exactly.
While serving in the IDF.
Yeah, let's go back here.
Guys were. I didn't know. I'm sorry, but I care two brothers and sisters and dear friends. When I heard these news, I was as shocked as you guys were. I didn't know that there are Muslims who are serving in the IDF. It shocks you. It genuinely shocks you.
Genuinely shocks you. Like, shocks to my very core. Unbelievable. I mean, even Islamically, this is idiotic to say. Like, this is not... There's no contradiction between being pro-Israel and being Muslim. I don't know which... yeah, we'll see. Let's see what his argument is. By the way, we got a super chat by Kirsten. Thank you so much. Did I read that right? I'm sorry. From Canada. Thank you so much for the super sticker. What is a super sticker? I have to look this up. It's a pear giving you coffee. That's as pears often do. Well, thank you so much, Kirsten. Appreciate the super chat.
I don't know if these people are... there's firstly a big question mark when it comes to the scholars on this person's Islam.
How so? Guys, Again, I don't defend Islam, okay? I hate Islam. I hate Islam. But I don't understand when it comes to scholars. Ali Dava, you know, this is Mufti Armin versus Mufti Ali, okay? I many times come here on the show and, you know, put my Islamic ulama hat on, like I become a Muslim scholar, and I comment on what's Islamic and what's not Islamic. And many times I have been correct about Islam in a way that Ali Dava, like, not just from like an atheistic perspective or a liberal perspective or a geopolitical like commentary perspective, I'm superior to Ali Dava. I beat Ali Dava in his own game, right? Let me be honest. I would probably be challenging for me to beat, you know, from a knowledge of Islam perspective, it would be challenging to beat somebody like Muhammad Hijab or Daniel Hayraju, right? But I could easily defeat Smile to Jannah and Ali Dava, but this way. Ali Dava, when it comes to their knowledge of Islam, easy, I could defeat Ali Dava, right? So when he says, when it comes to Islamic scholar, their Islam is now in question, he's basically takfiring them. For people who don't know what takfiring is when you announce that somebody is either not Muslim or you're challenging that they're not a Muslim. So Soha and other people who know their Islam, how is it that if somebody is supporting Israel or fighting on Israel's behalf, how would that be challenging their, like, how could you question if they're a Muslim or not? Because technically, the only way that somebody who is a Muslim, you could say they're not a Muslim anymore, is not if they're sinning. Like, if you say, like, oh, they're doing something wrong, that would not make somebody not a Muslim. That is what the Khawarij believed, but neither Sunnis or Shias believe that. Okay, so you either have to stop believing in God, or stop believing that Muhammad is the prophet of God, or stop believing that the Quran is the direct word of God, or deny one of the commandments of Allah. Like, actually come out and deny it. I mean, like, this is not a commandment of Allah. Like, there is no other way. Or denounce, oh yeah, or maybe you just come out and say, I'm not a Muslim, right? That's also another way. So, but there is really not many other way. So how is it that if you're a soldier for the Israeli military, how would that make you a non-Muslim? Can somebody explain this to me? People with more knowledge of Islam? No, they are traitors. Yeah, that would not make you a non-Muslim. If you're a traitor, that would make you a sinning Muslim. It wouldn't make you a non-Muslim. It would make you keep being Muslim. You're just sinning. Sinning does not take you out of the fold of Islam. Anybody? No? Nobody can. Guys, help me out here. I think Ali Dava is wrong here.
These individuals, Islam. For you to serve in the army, yes? I don't know if it's something that's forced or whatever, so that matter. Wallahi.
Oh, wait. Another one. If you do shirk, that will take you out of the fold of Islam as well, right? So if you worship, if you associate partners with Allah or worship something other than Allah, that will also take you out of the fold of Islam. But yeah, there's no sin great enough, other than shirk, I guess, or one of the things that I mentioned, that will take you out of the fold of Islam, even if it's betraying your Muslim brothers and sisters. It does. That's a great sin. It doesn't take you out of the fold of Islam.
So that matter, wallahi, I don't want to talk big, but I would rather die or be killed or be shot in the back of the head then know that I'm going to go to Gaza and I'm going to go and massacre my own brothers and sisters, innocent men, women and children, you know, in this matter. So this is the funeral prayer. When I first heard this, I thought, like, is this for real? Is some kind of a joke? Yeah, no, it's true. This person, Abu Latif, or I don't know his name for that matter.
By the way, I'm not agreeing with him that he's betraying his Muslim brothers and sisters. That's nonsensical, okay? In fact, if you are a Muslim serving in IDF military, you're serving your Muslim and non-Muslim brothers and sisters, because whether you're a Jewish or an Arab, whether you're a Muslim or Christian or Jewish or an atheist, Israel has been able to provide more, you know, a better life, higher well-being, more safety and security, you know, and more rights for Arabs than any other Arab country on the goddamn planet, right? Show me another country, show me a single Arab or Islamic country in the world that is has provided more safety, security, rights, and rights for Arabs than Israel. So technically, if you as a Muslim or as an Arab or whatever, you know, or a Bedouin or whatever, if you are defending this country, you're defending a country that is providing the best life for your fellow Muslims, Arabs, or anything else. Not that it matters if you're a Muslim or an Arab or not. You know, we're trying to protect nation states and institutions and methodologies and values that protects and defends all human beings. Not just like when this is so tribal, Al-Ali, you know, Ali, like, oh, you're betraying your fellow Muslims. You know what? It's not about fellow Muslims or fellow atheists. It's about fellow, not even fellow human beings, fellow conscious beings, I would say, right? So, yeah, it's about protecting anything. It's about protecting anything that could suffer and anything that could feel joy. That's what we're trying to protect. No tribalism here.
Who was killed in Gaza?
Yeah, yeah. D is saying he can't break tribal thinking. Yeah. So he just puts like, the reason why, the reason why Ali Dava doesn't understand how a Muslim could be a soldier in IDF is because his mind is so tribal. He can't understand that there are also, there are Muslims who are broken out of this tribal mindset and they're not dividing their population between Muslims and non-Muslims. They're just trying to defend their fellow human beings. They're not trying to defend Muslims. They're just defending everybody, including Muslims. That's, you know, because they're not tribal like Ali Dava, that's what Ali Dava doesn't understand. Exactly. And also we got 6 shekels from Bar. Thank you so much, Bar, saying IDF protects everyone. Muslims can serve by choice. Exactly. Actually, if there's anything that I would criticize IDF for, is that the lack of equality when it comes to serving in the military, because Jews, you know, except the ultra-Orthodox people in Israel, are, it's mandatory for them to serve in the military, but for Arabs, it's not. It's very interesting that, as you know, Israel is constantly get accused of being an apartheid, but once you look into the laws, the only law in Israel that is different between Jews and Arabs favors the Arabs. So it's mandatory for Jews to serve in the military, but it's not mandatory for Arabs. So the Arabs in Israel are actually have more privileges and more freedom than Jews in Israel. That's, you know, that's, I don't think that's good, by the way. I think the law should treat everybody equally, but it's the opposite of what people think. The Arabs have more rights, more freedoms than Jews in Israel. Not the other way around, except the ultra-Orthodox ones, which they, that's also something I criticize Israel for, that the ultra-Orthodox people don't have to serve in the military. Either nobody has to serve, nobody is forced to serve in the military, or everybody's. Stop giving people, you know, different privileges based on their ethnicity or religion. That's like, that's not good. That's not good. And also that means that Arabs and Muslims, you know, again, not that these are the same thing, but the ones who are serving in the IDF, they wanted to. It's by choice, by choice. Oh, we got more super chats. We got 15 shekels from Drip saying, this is my jizya for our Muslim IDF protectors. Good practice from now on. Practice. This is good practice for eventually when they take over. You know, this is why they're serving. No, I'm just kidding. Don't. Like, I, that's the joke, okay? But yeah, but good. But, you know, get used to that. Thank you so much for the super chat. Wow, like this one. That was dark humor. I'm not going to make that joke anymore. Jesus Christ. I'm actually, that was so dark. I don't know if you know what I'm referring to. I'm referring to the eventual thing that is about to come by according to Islamic views. But I'm scared of my own joke now. Anyways, let's continue.
Okay. Yes, by the resistance. Let's watch it for ourselves. Because I'm a bit taken back doing this video. Like, Let's watch the video, inshallah, and watch the funeral prayer.
So this is Ahmed Abu Latif, who died, who's a Muslim IDF soldier who died in war. And these are the Muslims who are praying for him. Like you can see, his coffin is wrapped in Israeli flag with flowers. Look at all of these Muslims. They all have no problem with that. You know, they're all celebrating him as, you know, as an IDF soldier. And they're proud. These are Muslims who are proud to be Israeli. And they are proud of their, you know, fallen brother here who died serving the country that protects all of these Muslims here. This man died protecting that, protecting their rights, protecting their freedom, protecting their security, and they're celebrating his life here, and they're also celebrating the Israeli flag, and they're celebrating his service to serving this country, to serving Israel. And this is reality. You have to get used to it. This is something that exists in Israel. Yes. Oh, thank you, Rasika, celebrating her 18-month membership on the channel. Thank you. Let's continue. Allahu Akbar.
A Muslim IOF soldier was murdered yesterday. You heard that right. According to the Mossad, his name was Ahmed Abu Latif. Clearly, Rabbina Malataf Shali, nobody's really crying or sad for his death. But anyways...
Nobody, look at this. Nobody is really crying or sad for his death. Really. Really, look at... It's amazing how they say this IDF soldier is betraying his fellow Muslim brothers and sisters while they're saying, well, nobody is really sad for his death. Who's betraying who here? Wow. These people are horrible. These people are disgusting. Jesus Christ. Again, I'm talking about specific individuals. When I say these people, I'm talking about specific individuals that are behaving this way. I'm not like outing any entirety of a group or something. Like people are like, oof, yes. Like she's obviously delusional. Yeah.
Enjoy the hereafter.
So guys, subhanAllah.
Enjoy the hereafter. Did you hear that? Oh my, so you know what she means when she says enjoy the hereafter? Like, how sadistic do you guys have to be? They're like, that basically means burn in hell. That's what they're saying to that Muslim soldier that who has died protecting his country. That soldier who just died trying to protect his country, protect his family, protect his fellow Israeli citizens. He's like, enjoy the hereafter is basically a passive aggressive way of saying burn in hell. This is horrible. You guys are horrible human beings. Imagine enjoying the idea that somebody is going to now be tortured and be screaming in pain for eternity. Imagine celebrating that. This is why I don't understand Abrahamic religions. How could you want this for anybody? I don't know about you guys, but I wouldn't wish that on anybody. On anybody. I don't care how evil you have been. Nobody deserves that. Nobody deserves torture, let alone eternal torture. You could come up with the example of the worst human being that existed in history and describe the most horrific crimes to me. If you ask me, does this person deserve torture? I will tell you no. How could your mind have been so, like, how could you have been trained to be so sadistic by your ideology to wish that upon somebody? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's absolutely disgusting. Let me actually check something before I read this. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I got the card. Yeah, okay, so Johizo, thank you so much for a super chat with just a heart with 200, I just checked, Swedish kronas. I should have known that. We get a lot of super chats from Sweden. So I didn't know why I don't remember these currencies, but I'm gonna try to remember this now. Okay, Swedish from Sweden. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate the super chat. All right, let's continue. My memory sucks.
For his death. But anyways, enjoy the hereafter.
So guys, so panel, as you can see, now I've spoken to my teachers. My teacher said very clearly, yep, there's maybe opinions here and there when it comes to, you know, you students do the janazah prayer.
Oh, so he went and talked to his teachers. Like, he wanted to make sure that if he's takfiring, because guys, takfiring a Muslim, it's a very controversial thing to do in Islam, right? Because Ali Dawa is actually getting better at this. Because even if you see somebody, like I told you, there's only a few things that you could takfir someone with, like to announce that they're like, they're them being a Muslim is now, there's a question mark around that, or just announce that they're not a Muslim anymore. So those are the few things. But even if you notice something like that, they are, so many Muslims are told that you as a non-scholar cannot actually go and takfir somebody. You have to actually check with an Islamic scholar. So Ali Dawa, before, he used to takfir people like that without checking. Now, I think a lot of his fellow Muslim, you know, YouTube commentators or his audience were like, no, Ali, you can't do that. That's what the Khawarij used to do. You can't do that to people. So I think now he's learning to go like, oh yeah, I went and checked with my, with the ulama, with my Islamic teachers. And I feel free to say this, that all his Islam is now in question. But Ali Dawa, I think your Muslim teachers suck. Okay, because I don't know, like, explain to me what they told you, because I think I was more correct than them. You should come to me. Ali Dawa, my Twitter DMs are open. If you have any questions about Islam or if you're unsure about something, I honestly wouldn't even tell anybody that you messaged me, okay? I'm available for you to ask me any Islamic questions. I will help you out. I will help you out. I think you are not very knowledgeable, Ali Dawa, when it comes to Islam. So just message me. My DMs on Twitter are open. Just search for Armin Navabi on Twitter. It should be the first account that shows up. By the way, guys, if you want to message me on Twitter to contact me regarding coming up and having live discussions, message me on Twitter. Search for Armin Navabi on Twitter. You know, I would only respond to people who I think would be a very interesting conversation to have live. But Ali Dawa, you could message me and you could tell me that, you know, Mufti Armin, I don't know. Well, is this Islamic or not? Am I allowed to say this on my show? And I will tell you. I will give you Islamic guidance. How about that? I will provide that to you for free.
Yep, there's maybe opinions here and there when it comes to, you know, you students do the janazah prayer. But the scholars, you know.
Oh, the janazah prayer. So he's saying like, ooh, okay, Ali might have a point here. This is something that, hold on, let me see.
Now, I've spoken to my teachers. My teacher said very clearly. Yep, there's maybe opinions here and there when it comes to, you know, you students do the janazah prayer. But the school.
So is he questioning their Islam because of the janazah prayer? Janazah means like the body after it dies, like the corpse. Is that, yeah. So is he trying to say that the janazah prayer could kind of make, it could be a good excuse for us to question their Islamic status, because that could be shirky means like associating partners, because remember when they were praying towards the body, but as a Sunni he might like have problems with that, because that seems like they're praying to the body, which is something that could be considered to be associating partners with Allah. That could be something that would make some people consider that, you know, maybe. So it wouldn't be him fighting with the IDF that would make people question his Islam, because that would just be a sin if anything is wrong with that. But maybe the prayer part. But again, he's dead. He's not doing the prayer. It's the other people who are doing the prayer. Anybody agree? Like, people are saying, which body? Oh, yeah, here, right. Look at this. Maybe, like, you can see the people standing in a line and they're praying while the body is in front of them. Is he referring to this as the janazah prayer and then saying that this is shirky and this is why maybe their Islam is in question? You guys, if anybody can confirm this, maybe you guys agree with me or not. Let me see.
According to the Mossad, his name was Ahmed Abu Latif. Cool. Nobody's more sad for his death. But anyways, enjoy the hereafter.
So guys, so panel, as you can see, now I've spoken to my teachers. My teacher said very clearly, Yep, there's maybe opinions here and there when it comes to, you know, you still need to do the janazah prayer. But the scholars...
Yeah, it's not very clear what he's saying. What janazah prayer was?
But...
Oh my God, I really want to know what he's saying.
You know, you still need to do the janazah prayer.
Okay, Aldeva, you need to speak more clearly on your shows. I didn't understand what he said here. God damn it, I just heard the janazah prayer. I don't know what he said before it.
But the scholars, you know, the majority of the view is that this person's Islam is in question. There's a big question mark. The fact that it's not he was just even sympathizing for that matter, even that is like weird. But for him to go and outright join the IDF in the battleground, on the front lines, against the resistance, or whoever for that matter, and get killed, they use the evidence from Hatib ibn Abi Balta when he wrote a letter to his family, or mm-hmm. the Mushrikeen, or along those lines, if I'm not mistaken, that the Muslim armies are coming. And this letter was obviously by Wahi that the Prophet ﷺ ordered Umar ibn Khattab or Ali radiallahu anh to go. There was a woman carrying this, and subhanAllah, they found this letter, they opened it, they confronted Hatib ibn Abi Balta radiallahu anh, and Khalid bin Walid said, "Let me hit the neck of this munafiq." And outright, they said, "This is hypocrisy." And obviously, Hatib.
Okay, so I think he's trying to say that this, because okay, so he cannot just come and announce that this IDF soldier is not a Muslim. So he's trying to use a narrative from the story of Muhammad, so his religious teachers are trying to use the Sunnah, the example of the Prophet Muhammad, to see if Muhammad had done anything throughout his life to announce somebody that it's not a Muslim, who's a munafiq, or somebody who's a hypocrite, somebody who's pretending to be a Muslim but is not really a Muslim. So Muhammad, during his life, did he announce somebody to be not a Muslim but a munafiq for similar reasons? And he's talking about a story. He's not telling the story very well, but my understanding of the story, in the way he said it, was that there was, during the time of the Prophet, there was a woman who was sending a letter to the enemies of Muhammad. And they caught her, and they basically, Muhammad said, like, yeah, cut the head of this woman who's a munafiq, so not really a Muslim, a real Muslim. And he's saying that based on that story of Muhammad, we can announce this person to be a non-Muslim because Muhammad did so in a similar way about a woman. That's my understanding of what he's saying. Again, because he's not a very good storyteller, I'm not sure if I got the story right. Let me know if you guys got the same understanding of the story. Let me just listen to it one more time.
Let me hit the neck of...
Oh my, hit the neck. Did you guys get the same understanding of the story?
The coming. And this letter was...
So basically, there was like... If this woman was betraying the
evidence
Muslim.
From Hatib ibn Abi Balta when he wrote a letter to his family, or the Mushrikeen, or along those lines, if I'm not mistaken, that... The Muslim armies are coming. And this letter was obviously by Wahi that...
Was it a woman or a man? Oh, God, Ali Davos, you do a better job at storytelling. Hold on, let's go back.
Outright, join the IDF in the battleground, on the front lines, against the resistance, or whoever for that matter, and get killed. They use the evidence from Hatib ibn Abi Balta when he wrote a letter to his family, or the Mushrikeen, or along those lines, if I'm not mistaken, that
the
Muslim armies are coming. And this letter was obviously by Wahi that the Prophet ﷺ ordered Umar ibn Khattab or Ali radiallahu anh to go. There was a woman carrying this. And
okay, so there was a revelation. So there was a man. So there's two armies. There's Muhammad's Islamic army and then the Mushrikun, the Qurayshi's one that are on the side. So one, a man from Muhammad's army sent a letter to his family while he was serving in Muhammad's army, saying that, oh, the Muslim army is coming. But there was a revelation, a revelation from God, from Allah to Muhammad, like, okay, this guy is sending a letter to his family saying that the Muslim army is coming. And they went and Muhammad told Umar was eventually the second Khalifa, like one of the companions of Muhammad, told Umar to go like, oh, go get this person with his letter. And they saw the letter like, oh my God, yeah, he's warning the enemy that we're coming. And they're like, okay, so he's a munafiq and cut his neck off. So this is the teachers of Ali Dawa are using this story to say that, yes, this person's the Israeli soldiers that died, he's also a non-Muslim based on that story. Okay.
SubhanAllah. They found this letter. They opened it. They confronted Hatib ibn Abi Balta radiallahu anh, and Khalid bin Walid said, let me hit the neck of this munafiq. This is hypocrisy. And obviously...
Wait. So did they hit? Like, what did Muhammad say? Somebody else said, let me hit the neck of this munafiq. But did they or not? Then what did Muhammad say?
Outright, they said, this is hypocrisy. And obviously...
No, okay, you didn't say if Muhammad agreed or not.
And Khalid bin Walid said, let me hit the neck of this munafiq. Outright, they said, this is hypocrisy. And obviously...
No, that's the comment of that person. That was not the commentary of Muhammad. Hey, you're not following that dude. You're supposed to follow Muhammad. Yo, Ali, you don't understand? You didn't tell me what Muhammad said. Did Muhammad agree that he's a munafiq? Did they cut his neck? You missed the most important part of the story. Okay, so Ali Dava, you suck at Islam. You suck at the only thing you're supposed to be good at is Islam, and you suck at it. You have the largest English YouTube channel when it comes to teaching people Islam, and you suck at Islam. What did Muhammad say? Did I miss the part?
Obviously, Hatib made it very clear that he had no intentions of treachery or that he has doubt in his religion for that matter. Oh, okay. It was none of that. And the Prophet ﷺ said, indeed, Hatib... Yeah.
Okay. I missed the part. He did say, he is including what Muhammad said. Okay, so maybe he's right.
It was none of that. And the Prophet ﷺ said, indeed, Hatib fought in Battle of Badr. And the Battle of Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them. So, this is a unique instance for that scenario.
Oh, okay, so Muhammad said, like, it's fine. He's not a munafiq. So how is this story irrelevant to the IDF soldier? Muhammad did not consider the guy, he said he's forgiven. So even that person, so your story is not a good story to tell us why this IDF soldier is a munafiq or not a Muslim. You just told us a story of a companion of Muhammad announcing somebody to be a non-Muslim and Muhammad disagreed. So what is your what's the point? What's the point of this story?
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, very specific.
Okay. So now we're talking, guys. Now we're going to the Quran. So, okay. So when it comes to figuring out what's Islamic or not, we tried to apply to the Sunnah here, and the Sunnah did not have anything for us to say why this idea of soldier is not a Muslim. But let's go to see what the Quran, you have no higher authority than the Quran. So now let's go, we're upgrading to the Quran now. Now let's see if the Quran will say this idea of soldier is not a Muslim.
In the Quran, very specifically, in Surah Hujurat, and if two group of believers fight each other, then make peace between them. But if one of them transgresses against the other, then fight against the transgressing group until they come to the command of Allah. And if they do so, then make peace between both groups in all fairness and act justly. Surely Allah loves those who uphold justice. In this matter, there is not a group that you can talk to. You are somebody.
Wait, okay. That verse has nothing to do, Ali Dava. That verse does not tell you that any of these believers are not believers. Okay, so believers, basically what he's saying is mu'minun. By the way, guys, in Islam, there's a difference between Muslimin and mu'minin. So if you're a mu'min and you're a Muslim, those are different things. But most Muslims don't know that, and they talk about it as if they're the same thing. I'm not going to get into that. But believers here means Muslims, okay? Just for the, you know, a very basic perspective here, not going into the details. Like here, when he says believers, he means Muslims. So he says when two groups of Muslims are fighting with each other, what to do? But it doesn't say that one of them is not a Muslim. Like they're both groups are Muslims. It doesn't announce any of them as non-Muslim. Let's listen to the verse again. What has this got to do with the situation? Ali, you have nothing to show that this IDF soldier Islamically can be considered not a Muslim. Also, next time, clean your nose before you edit the video. Like, why is he? This is not Ali Dava. Like, first of all, here's the thing. I was not going to comment about this, but now I'm going to comment about it. Okay? Look at this part.
It was none of that. And the Prophet ﷺ said, like,
this is not a live stream. This is an edited video that you're putting out for a million subscribers. Like, if this was a live stream and you were like cleaning your nose, I would be like, okay, things happen on a live show, right? But you have a million subscribers and you could not like just like cut for a second and clean your nose and then record again, or else could you not just do another take and then cut the part that you're not cleaning your nose? Like, how much do you respect your more than 1 million subscribers? You just had to put the nose cleaning part in the video. Like, how lazy do you have to be? Oh my God.
The Prophet said, indeed, Hatib fought in Battle of Badr.
Yeah, let's just keep that all in. And, sure.
And the Battle of Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them. So this is a unique instance for that scenario. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, very specifically in Surah Hujurat, and if two groups of believers fight each other.
Okay, so if the Quran says if two groups of believers fighting each other, okay.
Then make peace between them. But
okay, then make peace between them.
If one of them transgresses against the other, then fight.
Okay. And okay, so if one of them keeps like transgressing, and then
against
what?
The transgressing group until they come to the command of Allah. And
okay, not saying they're not believers, still believers.
If they do so, then make peace between both groups in all fairness and act justly. Surely Allah loves those who uphold justice.
Nowhere in that verse did it announce any of these groups to be non-Muslims or not believers. It never did that. It's just telling you what to do if the situation like that happens. It did not announce any of them as non-believers. So what are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about? You have nothing Islamically to be able to say that this soldier was not a Muslim.
In this matter, there is not a group that you can talk to. You are somebody in the battlefield who is wearing the garment of these genocidal maniacs. Yes, you went there and you got what you deserved. You got liquidated. There's a big question on your Islam. And that's what the Prophet, peace be upon him, said. Aid your brother, either if he's oppressed or the oppressor. So the companion said, we know how to aid the oppressed. Yes? Our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Yes? We know how to aid them. Yes? And alhamdulillah, all of us are collectively trying to do that.
Okay, so what is saying, in the story, it was only a letter sent. In the IDF soldier, it is a Muslim joining the enemy, which is worse. It doesn't really matter how big your sin is. Okay? Sinning does not take you out of the fold of Islam unless your sin is shirking, doing shirk, or denouncing the Prophet, denouncing Allah, denouncing the Quran, or denying one of the commandments of Allah. The severity of the sin itself does not take you out of the fold of Islam. You could commit genocide on half of the population of the planet, and as long as it's not one of those things that I said, it's how big of a sin you're committing does not make you a non-Muslim. It just makes you a Muslim that is sinning. So it doesn't really matter how big the sin is. That's not relevant. It's the type of action that takes you out of the fold of Islam, not the greatness of the sin. Let me see. Are we still monetized? I hope we're still monetized. Oh my God. Okay. What the hell did we say? What did we say? Why are we demonetized? Guys, we have been demonetized. I'm going to request a review because we said nothing wrong. Okay. But again, when I request a review, it's going to take a couple of days before it reviews this and get the monetization back. So super chats help out a lot, because even if we get our monetization back, that by that time, most of the viewers have already watched this. So it takes a few days. So it's gone, right? So yeah, thank you for everybody who helped out with super chats. Okay, so let's go back to this guy.
The oppressor, he said, by stopping his oppression, his family, the people around him should have told this guy to never ever join these absolute scums of this earth, yes, who don't even care. They would rather send the Muslims go and fight the Muslims. Do you think they care? Do you think the IDF care? Do you think this Benjamin Satan Yahu and the rest of these individuals, do you think they're going to shed their tear for you? Who was it? They're going to find out who was it. It's a Muslim IDF. Okay, no problem. Send more of them to the front. Let them kill each other. Yes, that is what's going to happen.
Sure. Actually, you're describing Hamas, my friend. You're describing Hamas. Israel cares a lot about its Muslim citizens, not because they're Muslim, but because they're Israeli citizens. Hamas is the one that doesn't care about Muslims in Gaza. That's why Hamas puts them in front of, you know, U.S. missiles, so that to maximize civilian casualties, to be able to go use the victimhood narrative to make Israel look like it's committing a genocide. Israel, here's the thing. He says, like, oh, they don't care about, oh, it was a Muslim? We don't care about Muslims. Well, tell me this, Ali Dava. If Israel didn't care about its Muslim citizens, why would Hamas take Muslim hostages? Why would Hamas take Muslim hostages? Let me give you an example. So, let's talk about, for example, Aisha, right? And her brother, who were taken as hostage by Hamas on October 7th, right? If Israel didn't care about its Muslim citizens, why would Hamas take them as hostage? Hamas would take Muslim hostages because Hamas knows that Israel cares about all its citizens. It wouldn't work. You know, when you take hostages, you're taking them because as leverage. Leverage wouldn't work if you don't care about the hostage. Hamas knows that Israel cares a lot about all its citizens, including the Muslim ones, or else they wouldn't be taking them as hostage, or else they wouldn't work as leverage, right? Hamas not only knows that Israel cares about Muslim Israeli citizens, Hamas also knows that Israel cares about Muslims who are Palestinian, who are not Israeli citizens. That's why they use them as human shields. If Israel didn't care about Muslims in Gaza, human shields would not work. You know, so you, even if you're not an Israeli citizen, you are more valuable in the eyes of IDF than Hamas. This is why when IDF started attacking Gaza, they tried to tell as many Gazans as possible to get out of the way. That's why they dropped leaflets on Gaza telling them that this area is going to get bombarded. That's why they have a huge staff of IDF soldiers that speak Arabic that call into Gaza to tell the people in Gaza that where that which areas are going to get bombed to get out of their way. Right? So it's not even just Muslims who are Israeli. It's also Muslims who are not Israeli that IDF is trying to protect. This is why when Hamas messages Gazans to stay in the area so that they could maximize civilian casualty, when Israel tells them to get out of their way, Hamas tells them to stay there. This is why when people in Gaza are trying to leave the areas that are about to get bombarded because Israel's military has told them so, that this area is going to get bombarded, Hamas has its militants standing there and shooting at Gazans so that they can't leave the area, so that they stay under the bombardment, so that more of them die. And this is why IDF risks the lives of its own soldiers to go and unblock the areas so more Palestinians could get out of their way. It's unbelievable. Ali Dava, you are a representative of a cult of death. And you are the people who you self tell us that you celebrate the martyrdom of Palestinians. So you celebrate their death. You are the people who tell us that they are in the best situation, that they're going to achieve victory no matter what. Even if they die, they're achieving victory. You are the people who tell us that the more Palestinians died is uniting their misery and their death and their blood is uniting the Muslim world together. So you are the ones who don't care about Palestinian lives. You care about Palestinian deaths, not Palestinian lives. And you're telling us that Israel doesn't care about Muslims? Israel does care about its Muslims. Israel takes care of its Muslim citizens better than any Muslim or Arab country takes care of its own citizens. So, yeah. I mean, you were shocked to know that Israel's army has any Muslim soldiers. So maybe you're not a very good person to refer to when it comes to figuring out how Israel treats anybody. Maybe you don't even have enough facts. You don't even have enough knowledge to be able to judge how what the situation at all. You know? So, yeah. It's unbelievable. Oh, we got some super chats. Thank you so much. This is going to help us continue to doing the streams, given that we constantly get demonetized on these streams. Even sometimes, guys, the streams that throughout the show doesn't get demonetized, shortly after the show, they get demonetized. So we're almost at 100% demonetization. Bender is give us a super chat, £5, saying, why didn't he send the money to Gaza instead of buying a boss shirt? Davo is good. Yeah, is that a boss shirt? Well, you know, Ali Davo does try to show that he's wealthy in his videos for some reason. I think it works with his audience. I'm not sure why. But yeah, thank you so much, Bender, for the super chat. Maybe now we can afford a boss shirt now that we got that super chat. Johizo, thank you so much for becoming a member. Johizo, thank you so much. From Sweden, if I remember correctly, right? Yes. Last time I forgot to read your name. Sorry about that. And Secular Sakai, thank you so much with the $4 super chat, super sticker. What is the super sticker? It's a Shibu. What is the Shibu doing? Oh, it's giving you a bone wrapped in a bow. Wow, it's a very fancy bone. And he's wearing, and the Shibu is wearing a suit, as they often do. Thank you so much, Secular Sakai. Oh my God, we got shekels. Thank you so much, Noah. I love it when we get shekels because we are constantly told that we are funded by Zionists. And this makes it true now. Noah with the 15 shekels saying, this MF is sitting in his comfortable home in England and he has the audacity to comment on a man who died while protecting his country. What a joke. Perfectly said. Perfectly said, Noah. Thank you so much. Thank you for the super chats. All right, let's continue.
Doing a janazah prayer on this person, the scholars say that they shouldn't be done.
Oh.
Because.
Yeah, I was right. The janazah prayer. Wait, is it janazah prayer? I get, guys, I grew up Shia. I know these people consider a lot of the things that Shias do to be shirky. I don't know what this. Do the Sunnis do janazah prayer? Guys who are ex-Muslim Sunnis, do you have janazah prayer, or is that considered something that is horrible in your Sunni upbringing?
There is a question mark on his Islam. There is a big question mark on the Islam. To go and join a force who is actively massacring your brothers and sisters, so much so that you go to Gaza. At least go, if you're, yeah, not that I'm saying you should, you know, if you're going to go do something, go wash the dishes or something, I don't know, yeah? May Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala. Oh, somebody's saying all have janazah prayer. Okay. Wait, you don't know that you're Hindu. Somebody who has an ex-Muslim Sunni guy can tell me. Do Sunnis have janazah prayer as well? Oh, we have a 10 euro super chat by Nastasia, very beautiful name. I always say that every time you give a super chat. Thank you so much. That was very generous. Wait, is that a super chat or super sticker? It's a super chat. Okay, because I need to describe the super stickers for you guys, because a lot of people are not. It's very important for people who are just listening and not seeing the show to know exactly what the super stickers are. If they're, it's usually pears or Shibu Inus for some reason, but it's usually one of these two. And I have to describe in detail what that super sticker is and what it's doing. Oh, Secular Sakai with a super chat. Thank you so much. Saying, I hear Ali Dava and I feel like vomiting. I understand. I completely understand. Thank you so much for the super chat, Secular Sakai. Oh, yeah. So I say, yeah, we did janazah prayer on the dead. Really? Okay. I would have assumed that you guys would have thought that would be shirky. So, okay. Okay. I understand.
Salam. I don't want to speak of. He's dead. His affairs with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Wait a minute. So why the hell do you guys constantly say that Shias are doing dead worship when they pray towards their imam shrines? You know, that could be just a form of janazah prayer that is just going, continuing indefinitely. So why is all these Sunnis constantly telling Shias like, oh, that's shirky. You're just praying to dead people, huh? You guys do janaza prayer. If you guys do janaza prayer, then don't go ahead and criticize Shias for doing dead worship and call that shirky.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't want to speak of his dead, his affairs with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he was a Muslim, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. If he was not a Muslim, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala double his punishment. Yes? Shame on him. And if he's a Muslim and he's done this knowingly, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiate his sins in the punishment of the grave, in the hellfire. Yes? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to forgive, he forgives. I am just shocked to see that Muslims are joining these dirtbags who are committing massacre and genocide. Subhanallah. May Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala... No, yeah, their responsibility for their death is mostly on Hamas. Sorry about that. So, okay, Soha is saying, I think what he is trying to say is that when a Muslim joins the enemy and fight for other Muslims, then they are not a Muslim anymore, so they shouldn't pray janaz on him. Okay, thank you, Soha, for making his gibberish sound something that we could actually analyze. Okay, so apparently, so you're doing janaza prayer, you're supposed to do the janaza prayer only on people who are Muslim. So he's saying like, yeah, we shouldn't be doing janaza prayer on this guy because he's not a Muslim. Okay, I get it. I see.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. That's all I wanted to say. It is shocking. And if there's anyone watching this who is in the IDF, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are massacring your brothers and sisters. How do you take steps towards going there? Taking steps towards this massacre, this genocide. Allah, that's what I say. Your humanity is gone.
I have something to show you right after this. It's very short. From the Smile to Jannah channel, to show you that the idea of you being a Muslim and also being part of the IDF is something that has been strange to a lot of these Muslim YouTubers for a while now, which is weird because the second video I'm about to show you is old. And Ali Dava's friend, which is Smile to Jannah. And I don't know why Ali Dava has not seen that, given that his own friends had made a commentary on Muslim IDF soldiers, and he's surprised. Like, not only does he not watch the goddamn news for him to be shocked about this, he's not even watching videos on Smile to Jannah, apparently, because he's his fellow Muslim YouTuber.
You've got a dead heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct the affairs, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy this government, this regime, this government, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you guys, inshallah. Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Just imagine the people back in the day when they would have to travel certain distances for months or even years. What is one thing that they would carry with them? The Quran. Why? Because they did not have it on their mobile devices or their gadgets. Brothers and sisters, imagine you have an app, the Qurani app, which not only shows you how much rewards you get, but reminds you to read the Quran, gives you reminders. Download the Qurani app now and let it testify for you on your Qiyamah that you read it wherever you was.
Okay. I don't know if they're making money off of this app, but this is the video I want to show you. But before I show you this video, let me just read the super chat by Johizo, saying she is a Swedish and Finnish, or from Finland. Is that how you say it? Finnish atheist with all four grandparents being reverends and priests. One was born in China to missionaries in early 1900s. Had a weird childhood. Wow, that's it. That would make up for a weird childhood. That's very interesting. Well, thank you so much for the super chat from Sweden. That's interesting. Thank you for being here and for being a new member. I appreciate that. All right, let's watch this video from Smile to Jannah. So just show you how shocked these people are, how contradictory these people find it when you are a Muslim and an IDF soldier. So let's play this.
This is hilarious.
My name is Yahya Mohamed. I'm 21 years old. I'm an Israeli. I'm an Arab. I'm a Muslim. And I'm a proud soldier in the Israeli Defense Forces.
I would find it more believable if he said, my name is Electric Fan. I am chocolate biscuit years old. And I like falling on my face on Wednesdays.
I mean, nobody could argue with that. Those are amazing arguments. Those are amazing arguments, right? Let's watch this again one more time before I go to the full video.
This is hilarious.
My name is Yahya Mohamed. I'm 21 years old. I'm an Israeli. I'm an Arab. I'm a Muslim. And I'm a proud soldier in the Israeli Defense Forces.
I would find it more believable if he said, my name is Electric Fan. I am chocolate biscuit years old. And I like falling on my face on Wednesdays.
Yeah, so let's go look at the actual video, right? So let me go put myself down here, go here, and then let's look at the. So I went and got the full video because I was interested. Like, oh, Smarta Jenna, I'm now interested in this man's full story. So thank you for introducing me to him. Let's go see what this man has to say.
My name is Yahya Mohamed. I'm 21 years old. I'm an Israeli. I'm an Arab. I'm a Muslim. And I'm a proud soldier in the Israeli Defense Forces. I grew up in the Arab village of Umm al-Fahm. I grew up in a country that I was taught to hate. But eventually I fell in love with Israel. I decided I wanted to give back to my country. So even though I am not required to do military service, I chose to enlist in the IDF and join a combat unit. I was nervous about how the rest of my platoon would feel about serving with a soldier who comes from a Muslim background. But I was greeted with open arms, treated with nothing but respect and admiration. Today I officially finished advanced training in the Nahal Infantry Brigade. And when I stood on the ceremony alongside the brothers that I had been training with for the last 8 months, I was proud to accept the responsibility of standing at the borders and protecting my country, Israel. What made me fall in love with Israel was the resilience of its people, and I'm proud to be part of that people. And I'm proud to be me. An Israeli, Arab, Muslim, IDF soldier.
Anyways, just wanted to share that with you guys because I thought it was beautiful and it was worth sharing. We got another super chat by Abraham. By the way, guys, thank you so much for all the super chats today. Again, as you saw, we got demonetized again. So all of these super chats really help us continue this show. We got a super chat by Abraham, $10. Thank you so much, saying, so when the Hamas killed innocents, that was not a massacre, but the IDF defending themselves and taking revenge is a massacre. So I mostly agree with this super chat. However, I don't think that IDF is mainly going there to take revenge, because militaries, modern militaries of liberal countries, should not, their aim should not be to take revenge. Their aim should be to defend. And when you attack, the reason why I support IDF going into Gaza is not because it's not because of revenge. Is because there needs to be a response to a massacre. Because if you don't respond, then you are inviting everybody else to do it again and again and again. And as tragic that it is, that every civilian that is dying in Gaza is a tragedy. The thing that you have to understand, though, that not responding means more civilians die, because you're not demonstrating that you have any deterring capability, any deterrent, any power of deterrence. Deterrence is the most important thing that any military needs to demonstrate. If you don't respond to a massacre of your civilians, more civilians will die, more than what you're saying right now. So there's a quote, I don't know by who, but they say that a good soldier goes into battle not because because he or she hates what is in front of her, but because she loves what is behind her, right? So this is not about revenge. This is about protecting what you love, protecting what is worth protecting, right? That's how I see it. Let me know if you agree. Anyways, thank you, everybody, for being here. Don't leave without liking the stream. I think it is worth, I think we did a good job here. I'm if I may say so myself, I think this channel is doing a really good job, and this channel deserves to be a lot bigger than it is right now, okay? And you guys could help with that by liking and subscribing and hitting the bell notification, and also leaving a comment. Leave a comment after the show is over. Leave a comment. The comments really help this channel grow. I think there's a lot of nonsense out there that we are doing a very good job addressing, and you guys could be part of making sure that we get in front of a larger audience by just liking and subscribing and telling your friends and your enemies to come here and subscribe to this channel. Oh, thank you so much. We got another super chat from Raz saying more reality denial from Smile to Agenda. Yes, exactly. I mean, that's what these channels are designed to do. Anyways, guys, thank you all. People are saying like, thank you. And yep, I'll see you on the next stream. Bye. Mwah.